Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock in the Gallatin Valley. My name is Ron Sanchez, taking over the chair for the next, 3 hours, I guess, is all I get. I would like more, but I have other things to do, like eat dinner, drink beer. So I'm just going to put in my 3 hours in as Uncle Duke, keeping it rocking through the evening. I'm not sure how deep late the schedule's going yet. I know they've opened it back up to anybody who wants to do their show, because the sub is open now. We're all good to come into the sub. We don't have to sneak in through the back door. KGLT. And officially that's KGLT Bozeman and KGLZ East Helena, serving the Helena Valley. And KGLT is supported by JTech Communications, a local website development and digital marketing firm, helping clients improve their bottom line with custom software and design. Online at jtech.digital or phone 406-586-7100. And Human Resources Development Council, serving your community by responding to people's needs with essential services. HRDC is an organization enhancing the quality of people's lives through innovation, leadership, and community development. Call HRDC at 587-4486 for info. Weather? We have weather. It's raining a little bit today. It says cloudy and thunderstorms and cooler. They're calling for a high of 53. It's 55 right now, not too bad. 35 overnight, and tomorrow partly sunny. And that looks like your southwest forecast for the week, for the weekend. It's nice. I mowed my lawn yesterday, so the rain is very welcome. Everything's looking good. And it's feeling spring-like in Montana. It's supposed to do all these things, isn't it? Rain, snow, sunny, windy. The other day it was awfully windy, wasn't it? And cold. But it seems pretty stabilized right now. Around Town would be brought to you by, or is brought to you by, if we did have Around Town. Around Town is brought to you by Explore Big Sky Newspaper, covering Big Sky and Southwest Montana with compelling stories and professional photography from across the region. Available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online at explorebigsky.com. Downloads now available from the App Store. Okay. I think that's all the business I have to do. I got a good night's sleep, which has been rare these last few weeks. I don't know why, but I got some deep sleep, crazy wild dreams, which I really enjoy. I have an active dream life, and I take note of it. I hope you're all well. Let's just get started. We'll be right back.
is on the blink. I wonder, should I get up and fix myself a drink? No, 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 I'm so tired, I don't know what to do. I'm so tired, my mind is set on you. I wonder, should I call you? But I know what you would do. You'd say, I'm putting you on, but it's no joke. It's doing me harm, you know I can't sleep. I can't stop my brain, you know it's 3 weeks. I'm going insane, you know I'd give you everything I've got for a little peace of mind. I'm so so upset, although I'm so tired, I'll have another cigarette and curse the Walter Raleigh. He was such a stupid get. You'd say, I'm putting you on, but it's no joke. It's doing me harm, you know I can't sleep. I can't stop the rain, you know.
waiting for a man to show. Wide-eyed, one eye fixed on the door. This waiting's killing me. It's wearing me down. Day in, day out. My feet are burning holes in the ground. Darkness warmer than a bedroom floor. Want someone to hold me close forevermore. I'm a sleeping dog, but you can't tell when I'm on the prowl. You better run like hell. You know it makes sense. Don't even think about it. Life and death are things you just do. Trails leading nowhere, where to my son? We're already dead, but not yet in the ground. Come on, shake my helping hand. I'll show you around. You know it makes sense. Don't even think about it. Life and death are things you just do.
John Cale from his debut album for Island Records. He'd done a few things before that, but he went full force rock and roll there, using members of Roxy Music and stuff. And apparently Cale was pretty stressed out at that time. There's a famous story of him playing at some amphitheater in France, Fréjus maybe. And after a set finish, he just ran off the stage and ran out of the theater, still wearing his hockey goalie mask and carrying his guitar. And I asked somebody who was there and what was up, and he said, I think he was a little stressed. Great song. Title track of his, that album, Fear. Well, it started off a while ago, but not that long ago, 20 minutes ago. I didn't even play 20 minutes of music, but it got me where I wanted to be. Start off with Elmer Bernstein. Theme from Man with the Golden Arm. That was Frankie Machine. Frankie Machine was Frank Sinatra in the movie. A junkie car dealer, trumpet player. I think he's a trumpet player. At least he's a car dealer and junkie. That was the Golden Arm. And it has a real striking cover painting on it that has been co-opted by some more modern bands as of late. I've seen it pop up on a couple different things. But it's a great image, so I guess you steal from the best. The Beatles, from the Beatles. You heard John Lennon sing I'm So Tired, Guided by Voices, the single version of I Am a Scientist, and with Robin Hitchcock from Album in the Light. Album I put a couple weeks ago. It's my favorite of his, I believe. You heard the president, who clearly isn't a scientist. And finishing up with John Cale. 22 after the hour, 3 o'clock on this sort of gray day. It's not too bad out, though. Enjoy it. Get out. I see people are out and about now these days, and that's nice, except for the people who couldn't wait to get back and drive around in their car and seem to be in a hurry to get somewhere. On our daily walk yesterday, we had at least 3 cars zip past us without slowing down, even though we were poised to cross the street. So if you're a pedestrian or biking, be careful, because there's some crazed drivers out there, and all the construction guys too are racing around these days, so you got to keep heads up. But there's places you can go and avoid all that and enjoy life, right? Yeah. What's this?
Tune into Live on KEXP. Exclusive live performances recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle. On the show next time, it's Beach Goth time with the Southern California rockers, the Growlers.
Time can be so blunt and it's no fun. But
it's one-of-a-kind sessions from your favorite artists and from a few you're about to discover. From our studios in Seattle, it's Live on KEXP.
Every Monday at noon on the Magic Monday Show on KGLT.
I didn't know that. That sounds good. I know they have some great performances. You can watch them online and stuff too, which is really nice. I just didn't know we were doing that. So it's always a good thing. More music on KGLT. That's what we're here for. Entertain you. And usually it's homegrown, but that's close enough. We, you know, Bozeman's sort of a suburb of Seattle anyway these days, isn't it? Seems like it sometimes. I want to tell you this before I forget. The 3 o'clock hour on Fridays is underwritten by the Daily Coffee Bar and Eatery in Bozeman. Both locations are closed for now, but the staff remind you that kindness, love, and generosity are also highly contagious, so spread these wisely. Updates about reopening and information on Facebook. Fair enough. I see some places are opening up around town, and I think everybody's moving in careful steps. I know I am. I get around town to take care of biz as little as possible, but I still need to buy groceries and buy beer and get sushi, and people are very brave and very kind to be taking care of us. So I would love to see Bozeman open back up, but it's going to be, as you know, different. Walking through the sub today, they've opened up the sub, but you know, masks are required on campus, not just in the sub, and the sub is virtually deserted, and they've reconfigured the dining room. So the tables are safe distance apart. One chair at each table. So I guess you can't even have friends. So it goes, okay? Well, on that note, just play some more music and then we can drift away.
The wind and why. for wild as a wind. You touch me. Yeah.
warm when she's not there. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. This house is in a hole. Anytime she goes away, I am. Don't know this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gonna stay.
There you go, Jimi Hendrix, working on what would have been his fourth studio album. That's Hey Baby. I think that came out on Rainbow Bridge. And so there's a couple of bits and pieces albums, Cry of Love and Rainbow Bridge, came out after he died, and then since then there's been an avalanche of stuff. They've tried to collect what would have been his, that next album, and there's a set called First Rays of the New Rising Sun, which comes close, but nobody ever really knew the correct running order or what songs, because he kept recording songs and recording them over and over again. So it's a mystery. There are some handwritten notes, but he never got to side four of the double album he's working on. Just a lot of great music. Nina Simone started us off from a collection called After Hours. You heard her covering Wild as the Wind, a Dimitri Tomkins song, and I'm just going to look up where that came from. I have a feeling it's from a musical or maybe a movie soundtrack or something. David Bowie covered that way later on his his album there. What's it called? This one. Station to Station. So you might know it from there. And in between, Jeff Beck Live with that in-between group after Rod Stewart from a BBC session in 1972. That's covering Bill Withers' Ain't No Sunshine with Bobby Tench on vocals and the fabulous Cozy Powell on drums. That was a stunning, incredible band. Totally underrated. Partly because the two albums aren't killer. They're really good, but songwriting is a little lacking in a couple spots, so they don't feel like a complete thought. Though live, they put together the material from those two albums plus some covers, and they were spectacularly good. Just mind-blowing. I was doing some archive work. I have mountains of tapes in my vault, radio tapes and live tapes and unreleased studio material. And I got an itch the other day. Somebody's bugging me, and I'll tell you about that here in a sec. So I set up my tape machine and spooled up the tape, and my tape machine promptly died. Fortunately, I have two of them. So I pulled out the other one and set it up and spun off some tapes. And this Jeff Beck tape, I have a BBC reel of that and another concert. And I've heard this Beck one before, but I don't listen to it too much. I always thought it was a little flat, but putting it up again and hearing it, it's a very good, a unique piece of his history. Ooh, I'm cutting myself short. Oh, it'll work out. It's 3:46 and a half here on this Friday afternoon. It looks like the sun's coming out a little bit. So let me tell you something.
I've been listening to KGLT for a decade. What I like about KGLT? The personalities, the music. Anything that's new, fresh, hidden, or obscure. I'm Conrad Anker, and I support KGLT.
Thank you. Thank you all of who support KGLT. You got a couple of good calls right there on that last set. So I was mentioning, I was digging through some tapes, and one of them is a Brian Eno interview that Phil Charles and I did at KSN in 1974, 46 years ago. And I taped it in the studio, and I had to do some repairs on it later. And it ran again at KSN on the show I did called Pile Driver, and I think it's got run on here on KGLT on the same at some point. And that's what a friend of mine wanted to hear that, and I thought I should digitize that and make sure it's safe. And when we were talking to him, he wrote out a list of records, you know, that I should own. And one of them was Kraftwerk, Ralph and Florian. And this was before Audubon. And today's Brian Eno's birthday. And coincidentally, Florian Schneider of Ralph and Florian of Kraftwerk passed away this week. And he's been written up as a real pioneer of us, new kind of music. And now it's mainstream, but at the time it was didn't go over really well. It took a tuneful piece like Audubon to crack the market. So this is from the famous Ralph and Florian album, and it's also Happy Birthday, Brian, you know. Thank you.
Thank you.